It's the 3rd of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Information provided by the Home Office shows that from March 2020 to March 2021, fire services in Bedfordshire were contacted 129 times for two types of occurrences. 80 of those requests were made by either the RSPCA or a resident related to animal rescue. 49 incidents required the removal of an object such as a wedding ring. For the same period, firefighters attended a total of just over 6,000 calls, of which 1,600 were fire-related. The Sue Ryder St John's Hospice in Moggahanger is holding a Walk to Remember fundraiser on the 10th of October. The 5-kilometre walk is to remember loved ones as well as raise vital funds for the hospice and starts with a fun Zumba session. Check the show notes for details. A man who abused his brown crossbred dog in Bedford will be prevented from keeping pets for the next 5 years. The man, who was caught on camera kicking and hitting the dog, showed remorse, explaining his difficulty in dealing with a number of personal issues. The dog, named Gucci, is now under the care of the RSPCA. A pop-up art installation arrives at Harper Square this Friday to Sunday and will let residents rename Bedford streets. A map of Bedford will be drawn, and the free event will let people come up with fun and inspirational new names for familiar streets. That's all for this week. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.